Welcome back. 1144, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, the one and only Stephen Dynan, Washington Times political editor. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Andy.
Democrat senator accuses CIA of snooping on Congress. White House ducks queries. All right. Man, oh, man, this is something I haven't seen before. The Senate Intel Committee chair calling out the CIA publicly.
Yeah, it was. I got this Cold War feeling.
Yeah.
As I was sitting there watching this. You know, let's start with the basics are that Senator Dianne Feinstein, California Democrat, who has been a big defender of the intelligence community,
yeah,
the CIA, NSA, a big defender of them, took to the chamber floor yesterday, opened the Senate with a half-hour speech laying out in excruciating detail this back and forth with the CIA. She says that there's a key document. It's called the Panetta Review, which was an internal CIA document that went back and looked at all of the enhanced interrogation techniques, the things that some people call torture from the War on Terror. The Senate Intelligence Committee has been doing a five-year study of those enhanced interrogation techniques in detention, basically to get the final word on what actually went on. In the middle of this, they've asked for millions of CIA documents. This Panetta Review, this internal analysis from the CIA, was one of those documents that was turned over in the document dump the CIA did. It was at some point stored on a congressional computer. So take it from there. Feinstein says that the CIA went and searched this congressional computer system and deleted that document out of there, took it back essentially and deleted it, and this is not the first time they'd done that. Back in 2010, they'd gone in and deleted a couple hundred pages of other documents. And so this has turned into a major battle over separation of powers, whether Congress can actually do oversight of the most secretive agency in the government. A real, real, real bad situation.
Yeah, how bizarre is it that the oversight for the CIA actually is snooped on by the CIA?
Yeah, you know, I was churching all day yesterday to try and figure out how to convey it, and you've in 10 seconds summed up what I spent the whole day trying to figure out and couldn't do. That's exactly right, and that's what this is all about, is that, okay, we as Americans, we know we need to have these clandestine agencies, but we want somebody to be able to monitor them, and in this case, that's what the Intelligence Committee was trying to do, and then, as you said, the CIA is secretly snooping back on them, and not just snooping on them, but going ahead and deleting files out of their as they're trying to do oversight, the CIA is trying to skew that oversight. So it's really questionable and potentially dangerous stuff.
Yeah, the most transparent government ever. Oh, wait a minute. All right, any comment from the CIA?
Yeah, actually, John Brennan, the CIA director, just so happened to be doing an event at the Council on Foreign Relations yesterday, and he was asked about this several different times in several different ways. And the question he was asked was whether they had hacked into the Senate computers, and he said flat out, no, that's beyond belief that we would do that. I have to admit that I don't know that a lot of people do find it beyond belief that the CIA would do that, especially after some of the NSA allegations and whatnot. You know, I don't think there's very much we would put beyond. That we would imagine beyond our intelligence agencies at this point, but his defense was it's beyond belief that we would do that. And as for all the specific allegations, and you know, the allegations go. Feinstein laid out a really long chain of evidence here for what was going on, and a pretty convincing chain of evidence. Though there are some Republicans on the committee who aren't yet ready to go as far as she's going. But Brennan basically he wouldn't get into the specific details. He said that they've left this up to the internal auditor, the Inspector General of the CIA. To sort out. I should mention, though, that the CIA has actually counter-accused the Senate staffers of having stolen the Panetta Review in the first place. Now, as Feinstein says, what are you talking about? You all provided us this document. You may not have meant to provide it. It might have been a whistleblower who stuck it in the document dump you gave us, but you all gave us this document. We didn't steal it, and we didn't mishandle it. But the CIA has actually lodged a criminal complaint with the Justice Department against the Senate committee staffers.
Wow.
One more thing on this, which makes this even crazier, is Feinstein yesterday said that the guy at the CIA who lodged that criminal complaint with the Justice Department also happens to be a guy who was a chief lawyer involved with the interrogation and detention programs, who her report is critical of. So she says this could be a way of the CIA trying to intimidate her committee into not going as far on its report. So it's all so messy and so nasty, but really, really, really bad stuff.
Man, there are tentacles everywhere in this story.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
It's really so Cold War.
All right, and the White House, no comment. Leave us alone.
They ducked it as best they could. This was, you know, they basically said, hey, we'll wait until all the reviews are done. But this is, you know, it's rough for them because Feinstein is an ally of theirs. She's the one who, on the NSA, she's actually the one who's written the bill that would allow the NSA to continue doing the records collection and all of that. You know, she is the best defender they've got up here for that sort of activity. And if she's complaining about this, they've got a real problem.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, I'm going to move on to something else. House panel report concludes that Lerner lied to Congress on IRS targeting. How did the panel come to this conclusion? Did emails do her in?
Yeah, emails and testimony from her colleagues.
Okay.
You know, and it's about a nearly 50-page report that goes through basically what we know right now. And a lot of this in the report is stuff that we actually were the first to report back on some of these emails coming out of the committee for months and months. But there are a few new things in there. First is that we learned that Lerner had always been eyeing a retirement in October of last year. You know, we'd sort of been told after she retired, she ended up retiring, I think she announced it in early September, and we were told, oh, this means that somebody had to have rolled, essentially, for the Tea Party targeting scandal. Well, no, it seems like she was always going to go last fall, and so that doesn't really count as a head rolling. And beyond that, just the specifics of what she had told congressional investigators back in 2012 about the targeting activities now appears to be untrue, though there's a lot of wiggle room in her language she used. It seems like it might have been very carefully crafted so that she was misleading but not necessarily flat-out lying, and that'll be something that the committee is going to have to sort out.
Yeah, and I guess her attorneys took time to hammer the Republicans yesterday in the media.
Yeah, essentially saying, look, you know, we don't trust the Republicans to actually be interested in getting at the truth here, so anything they say right now, we're rejecting flat out, which is, you know, a fine defense, except that if the evidence begins to pile up, then things could swing back against Lerner.
All right, but for right now, you don't see contempt charges coming down?
I don't know. It's a good question, and I don't know. I think we might see those just on her the issue of whether she actually waived her right to self and to not testify against herself.
Yeah.
You know, and then this could become part of that. But overall, this was obviously an effort to try and say, hey, you know, there's a reason we wanted to talk to Lerner up here, and she's refused to answer questions. This is the evidence we've got against her. It's a pretty good case. That was essentially where they were.
All right. One more thing before I let you run. Congress bans taxpayer funding for political conventions. You mean Congress actually did something?
Yeah, this one was very interesting. It just popped up on the Senate floor early yesterday morning. The Mitch McConnell, the Senate leader, comes to the floor and asks unanimous consent to get this bill passed. They didn't require a full vote, no nothing. It was like Democrats were just like, yeah, get this off the table. We don't necessarily object to it. Let's just get it done with. But, yeah, so Congress, in a bipartisan fashion, actually passed this bill. And the key here, Republicans have been talking about banning this funding for a while. The key was that they finally said, okay, not only will we ban this money, and it lasts the 2012 conventions, I think it amounted to about $36 million or so $18 million for each party's convention. The Republicans said, we're going to take that money and we're going to shift it to NIH to study pediatric science and pediatric cures. And that was sort of the extra step that nobody could object to. They're like, oh, wait, so now you're saying it's a choice between us taking money from the taxpayers for our big dollar parties or giving it to study kids' health? Well, yeah, we sort of have to study kids' health. So that was the victory.
All right, very good. Stephen, as always, thanks for your help. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Andy.
Stephen Dinan, Washington Times political editor. 11:53, 1260 WRC. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. I'll be back.